Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Today we are doing a little bit of a deep dive into the Atmos Rewards program because this is a new program. It's a merge between two different airlines. I wanted to talk about it. We were on our monthly live Q&A call inside the Travel Points Lounge the other day, and one of the students was asking about the new credit cards and how all the fares kind of worked and everything. And I actually even had to do some research to learn how all of this works. And I have since then logged into my Alaska account and my Hawaiian account to try and figure out how everything's looking on the back end. So I am bringing all of this information to you on the podcast because I figure if students are asking questions and interested in getting these credit cards, then you are going to be interested as well. And I do really think that it is a valuable program with the way things are working. So I kind of wanted to talk about all of the things with Atmos. So let's dive in. So basically, Alaska Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines have merged together to create this program called Atmos Rewards. And so they are still in the process of transitioning everything over, so it is not finalized yet. I just went and logged into my Alaska Airlines account, and it is now converted into Atmos Rewards. So my Alaska reward number essentially now is my Atmos Rewards number, and I had the same login, and it has been rebranded to that Atmos. It still obviously shows Alaska Airlines as a partner because I can now use my Atmos Rewards, which were my Alaska miles, to book on Alaska. And here pretty soon, I will be able to book on Hawaiian as well because they will have merged into this Atmos program. So it's really nice because previously there was like a loophole where you could transfer miles through Amex to Alaska to Hawaii, and there was like this whole little loophole. They got rid of that, and then right after they did that, they now have this program. So it's really nice because you can book multiple different airlines through this reward program, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. The only downside is that there are no banks currently that are going to allow you to transfer their points out to this Atmos Rewards. So Chase, American Express, all of those, you can't transfer points into it, which means the only way you're going to be earning points through these airlines is going to be through their credit cards. They have launched the credit cards that they have for this program already. So we'll be talking about those and the sign-up bonuses and stuff. But the only way to be earning those points is going to be through those cards and or obviously paying cash flying on these airlines and stuff. But here on this podcast, we're all about the points. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish. So your Alaska account is already merged, converted Atmos. Hawaiian Airlines has not yet converted onto there. So if you log into your Hawaiian Airlines account, it is still going to show your Hawaiian miles and your Hawaiian reward number and all of that stuff. So up until September 25th, I believe. Let me double check on that. September 25th. So up until September 25th, you can use your Hawaiian miles. So like I said, I just logged in. All my miles are there. I can book on Hawaiian Airlines if I wanted to, if I needed to. September 26th through the 30th, the account will be down. That's when they're going to be converting everything. So you will not be able to use your miles. There's going to be no like assist or chat or anything like that. So it will be down. Don't try to book flights then. If you really need to book a Hawaiian flight, do it before that September 25th. And then right on October 1st, your Hawaiian miles will have fully transitioned over into your Atmos account, and they'll be showing there in your Atmos account. So it's going to automatically merge everything for you. And so everything will then be in your Atmos account, which is basically your Alaska Airlines login. So I hope all of that makes sense. But here, starting October 1, everything will be in that Atmos account, your Alaska account. If you don't have a Alaska or Hawaiian account, then you can go ahead and go get a free Atmos account right now. You could sign up, or if you grab one of the credit cards that we're going to talk about here in a second, then when you sign up for that card, it's going to make you create an account with Atmos, which is where your rewards would be. So that is what is going on right now with the merger and everything, if you already have those types of accounts. But it's going to be really nice because we're going to be able to book flights on two different airlines and a couple other ones if you know these little secrets that I'm going to share here in a little bit. But first, I want to dive into the three credit cards that have come out. There's two personal and one business, okay? So let's dive into the first two personal cards. So one's going to be a lower annual fee card of $95. That is their Ascent card. And then there is a higher annual fee card, the Summit card, which is $395 for the annual fee. So for the Ascent card, the lower tiered card, you're going to earn 80,000 bonus points with Atmos when you spend $4,000 within the first 120 days of opening your account. And you're also going to earn a $99 companion fare. And I will share what that fare is here in a second. So you're going to get a good chunk of points, 80,000 points for spending $4,000 in 120 days. The Summit card is going to earn you a little bit more, 100,000 points when you spend $6,000 in the first 90 days of opening your account or 3 months. And you're going to earn a 25,000 point global companion award. So the first one is a companion fare and the other one is a companion award. And we're going to discuss the differences of those two in a second. I really like the award that you get with the higher tiered card, and I'll talk about that. But you're really not getting a whole lot more bonus points. You're only getting 100,000 versus 80,000 for that higher tiered card. So I'm not entirely sure if it's worth it. Right now you are able to get all of these cards, but unless you are really trying to rack up a bunch of points with them, I'm not entirely sure if you want to pay that higher annual fee card, but we'll talk about that here in just a second. And then the business card, you're going to earn 80,000 bonus points as well when you spend $5,000 in the first 90 days, and you're also going to get a $99 companion fare with that card. Your annual fee is $70 for the year, which I think is a great rate. And also to note that there's no foreign transaction fees for all three of these cards. So these are great if you are a global traveler and you're looking to be able to use a card and not have to think about it. Okay, so the difference between the companion fare, which is that $99 companion fare, versus the global companion award. So the $99 companion fare is for cash flights only, economy only, and domestic only. So you would basically be getting a $99 companion, and that would be the cost of their flight, no matter what the cost is. So if you buy, like, let's just say a $500 round trip flight for yourself, you add on your companion, which it would be another $500 if you were paying full price, but it is going to give you that companion just for $99. So it's giving you a really good cash redemption. You're saving a ton of money, especially if it is a really expensive round trip flight, but you have to pay cash, which is kind of a bummer. I wish you were able to add the $99 on to like a points redemption flight, but the person booking it, so if you had the card, you book your flight in cash, you're going to add on that companion, and then you're going to attach the award. So you're booking both of the flights at the same time. You're going to add the award on before checkout, and then it'll take off that deduction showing that you pay $99. Plus, it's like taxes and fees, so you're going to be paying a little over $100 for that person to add them on once taxes and fees are on there. But if you are trying to book like a last minute flight and you're going to be booking with cash, it does have to be round trip, it does have to be cash, but you could essentially save a lot of money if it was an expensive round trip flight, like I said, especially if it was last minute or something. So it's nice because you have that option to use it, but then you're also getting the 80,000 bonus points, which is nice. So for a low annual fee, it's a pretty good perk. I don't know if I personally would be using the $99 companion fee because I can't even remember the last time I paid cash for flights because I just don't want to anymore since I have the points. That's the whole point of this podcast. But for other people, it might be something that you want to use. The Global Companion Award, however, is for points. So you get with a higher tiered card, you're going to get a 25,000 point Global Companion Award. And so this is for points. And I would be booking a flight. So let's just say I'm booking a flight that is going to cost me 50,000 points per person. So I book my flight. It's 50,000 points for me. My companion is added. Their flight is going to be 50,000 points, and then I get to add this companion award onto it, and it is going to deduct that 25,000 points from my companion's total. So instead of paying 100,000 points for the two of us to fly, it is going to cost me 75,000 points. So you're saving points, plus you're getting 100,000 bonus points with the sign up. So I think this is a really great card. It is a little bit higher of an annual fee, but if you are looking to, like I said, earn a bunch of points with this new Atmos program, then I definitely think it's worth it because you can find some really good redemptions through this new program, which we're going to dive into next. And then using that and then having that Global Companion Award, I think is just a really good bonus added on to there. So let's talk about the ways that you can use these points. So Alaska Airlines really is a sweet spot when it comes to airlines, especially for international travel. Now, 100%, yes, you can use these points for domestic travel. Like even the other day, I was really bummed that I don't have very many Alaska miles anymore because I'm trying to book a flight from New Mexico to Washington State to Seattle. And the only airline that has a nonstop flight from here is Alaska. And I don't have very many Alaska miles. And so I was really, really bummed. And so there are instances like that where I'm like, I would 100% use Alaska. And the business or in first class flights are super cheap in points up there. And I was like, oh, I would totally book that if I had the points. But for international, there really is a sweet spot. So you can book different airlines through Alaska Airlines. So if you have these Atmos rewards and you log into essentially Alaska Airlines and you start looking for flights, you can book lots of different American Airlines flights directly on Alaska, which is amazing. Again, American Airlines, they have been in the past harder to earn points for because there was no transfer partners. There is one now, so it's a little bit easier, but sometimes you can find those American Airline flights cheaper on Alaska Airlines versus directly on American Airlines website. And so to be able to have options between those two would be really, really nice. American Airlines flies both domestically and internationally, and so you can find some really good redemptions on American internationally. Japan Airlines is another one that's kind of a sweet spot that you can book on Alaska Airlines. So if you're looking to fly to Japan, that would be a great one. Fiji Airways is another one. If you're looking to fly to New Zealand, Fiji, Australia, anywhere in there, you can find really good redemptions through Fiji Airlines as well. American Airlines to the United Kingdom, to Europe. Like there are so many different airlines that you can find through Alaska Airlines. And so you have a lot more options through there. And then also you have Hawaiian Airlines as well. So if you're wanting to fly to Hawaii or even like Fiji and Australia, sometimes they have routes through there as well. And so all these different partners and the ways that you can use your points directly through this program is amazing. So I think these are really valuable points if you have a trip like that coming up, or if maybe you're just wanting to stash a bunch of these for when you want to take a trip like that so that you have the points to do it and you can find those good redemptions. Again, if you have points scattered all over the place, like American Airlines, like Atmos, with different banks, look at all your different options. Don't just be like, I'm going to book an American flight to Europe. Let me go on American Airlines and look and book the cheapest one over there, because you might be able to find the exact same flight that you were looking at on American Airlines on Alaska Airlines for significantly cheaper. So always look at the different ways that you can book the same airline using different points. And that's what's going to stretch your points to be able to maybe bump you up to first class or just allow you to take more vacations. Because even within the cash world, if I can book a flight for $400 versus $500 and it's the same flight, you know I'm going to use the route that gives me $400. And it's the same concept and theory in the points world. I can find the same redemption for way less points. I'm going to do that so I can save my points, so I can take more vacations or stay a couple of extra nights or stay in the luxury resort or fly first class. Like, you want to be able to maximize on the points that you have. And so adding in Atmos rewards, I think, is a really good strategy once you get down the line a little farther. Once you're in the points game longer, starting to earn points with all of these different programs is really nice because you have lots of different options. So I'm really excited about this new program because of all the different ways you can use it. So I'm going to be grabbing one of these credit cards here probably later on this year, maybe even early 2026, because I do have another strategy I'm working on right now. But I think this is going to be a great addition into the points world. And we may see later on down the line too that there may be some banks that will transfer over to Atmos. I could definitely see that happening, which would be great and even easier to earn Atmos rewards. But right now, these cards are going to be the best bet that you have. So I hope this was really helpful. I know that was a lot of information, but whenever there's changes in the points world, which we know there's changes all the stinking time, we got to talk about it. So if you are loving the points, if you're loving this podcast, and you're like, I want to stay updated with all of these different things and really hone in on my strategy and get some dream vacations booked, I really truly encourage you to join us in the Travel Points Lounge. It is such an amazing community where you get to ask questions right on the spot. I will help you with your credit card strategy. I'll help you plan your vacations. I'm helping one of the students right now. She's looking into 2026 and she's like, here's the three vacations I really want to make happen. Like, what do I need to be doing right now? And so we're tailoring her credit card strategy for that. We're already looking up hotels for her. Like, I am in your vacations. I am in your strategy with you. You're not doing this alone. And so you're never going to miss a beat inside of the community. So the link is in the show notes if you're interested. I hope this was really helpful and I will see you next week.